Trots, warmest congratulations on the season. It's ending with a under-18s grand final, but any grand final, any year is great, and just part of what has been an awesome year for yourself.
Yeah, it's been a really enjoyable year, and there's been some great football in Central North this year. They did their second tier grand final last weekend, and then the 18s this weekend, so it's been fun.
Of course, it all started when you got the opportunity to be at the NRMA New South Wales Country Championships in Barrow, and like many of us, you just managed to survive all the mud. I don't know if you still got mud anywhere, but I got mud everywhere. But that experience was nothing short of sensational, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was really, really good. It sure was a really wet and muddy experience down there, but it was great to have the opportunity to ref at that level and then come home and ref some more great rugby in Central North.
And you got to go to some of those AAU tournaments with the women's as well, not only in the 15s but the 7s as well. Tell us about those experiences as well.
I went down to do the Women's National 7s Championships and then the Women's 15s Championships. Both great quality of rugby. Women's rugby is really making its mark in Australia at the moment. And fortunate to get the third and fourth playoffs in both those tournaments, so very happy.
And what do you do for a living in, you live in Norella or Walker?
A Walker girl and waste management, local government.
Well, that's been a very, very hot topic around that particular area, I've noticed. Surely next year now we're looking for more of those big tournaments and to really take down the likes of Jono Phelps and Jonesy as well to get that first grade P.
Absolutely, that's definitely on the hit list to get into the A panel of New South Wales Country and to make it back and do some more of the AAU tournaments and then grand final time this time next year in Central North.
Yeah. Finally, how did you get into referee? Did you play at all, or you grew up with the game and was brought up in it, or you just bumped into and thought this is a great idea to keep fit?
I played rugby when I was at university and my friends and I just played a different sport every weekend, and then I was asked as a community service to help out at TAS and do some refereeing, and it's sort of just grown from there, and I've done it on and off for a number of years now.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for your time, Kath. Wish you all the best. I've done community service as well, but that's another story.